In Iraq, a suicide bomber driving a dynamite-laden truck destroyed a key bridge today on a highway used by the departing U.S. military, while seven Iraqis, most of them soldiers, were killed in separate attacks. There were no casualties in this morning's blast that destroyed the bridge. The highway links Iraq to neighboring Syria and Jordan, where many Iraqis fled sectarian violence.
The war in Iraq has led to the biggest exodus of refugees in the Middle East for 60 years. United Nations agencies said that nearly 2.5 million Iraqis have fled to countries in the region such as Syria, Jordan, Lebanon, Egypt and Turkey. Another 2 million are displaced within their own country. We spoke to Paola Gasparoli from the Italian Volunteer Association on Ponte Per, which provides humanitarian assistance to the Iraqi population.
We're speaking about 4 million people, 2 million of them moved inside the country, but 2 million are outside in the bordering countries. In all these countries, for the Iraqis, it's very hard to live and to survive. With a very poor access to basic services like health service, school, and all what is important to survive and to have a decent life. In Jordan, there are about at the beginning, there were 800,000 people, Iraqi refugees, now something less. And UPP started a project to support them with healthcare centers and psychosocial assistance, above all for women that are in danger of sexual harassment and violence. And we have a hotline for this. People can help us to support this project in our website, that is unponteper.it. Thanks to everybody.